morning. My name is Charles Holt, and I'm delighted to be here with you.
Our day. We truly have a few announcements we'd like to go through before we fully step into our service. Today's flowers were donated by our Board of Trustees, celebrating Reverend Pat's 11th years here as our senior minister. If you parked out back, you already realized today is the Flower and Gardens plant sale. So, Flower and Garden Team's plant sale. So be sure to stop back in the back patio and celebrate not only buying the plants, but celebrate all the work they have done in our gardens this week. This Thursday morning, I will be facilitating Reverend Pat's Infinite Way Meditation Group at 9 a.m. And at 10:30 a.m., the Minister's Book Club has been extended. So they will be meeting for the next 2 weeks, and that's at 10:30 on Thursday, and everyone is welcome to join in that. Thursday 7 p.m. event with Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. has been sold out for some time, and there are overflow seats available in the Friendship Hall, just to our congregation, and you'll find the link to that in the bulletin as to where you can purchase those. The women's group meets on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You will also notice in your bulletin that we are highlighting several volunteer opportunities. They're on the insert. They include staffing for festival booths at three different events in June, camera operators for our live stream, and parking attendants to help make our visitor experience here a much more pleasant experience for our visitors. With a deep desire to hear from as many of you as possible, the Strategic Planning Committee has extended their deadlines. Please stop by the table in the garden court if you have not participated. They would truly love to have your voice be heard as part of this process. While in the garden court, be sure to sign up to receive our Peak of the Week, the newsletter that we send out each and every Thursday to help keep you informed on what's going on here at Unity Minneapolis. And check out the flyers of all the many other activities that we have going on. You will also find information on all of those in your bulletin. Feel free to take your bulletin home, put it up on your refrigerator, so it can help you remember what's coming up. If you have your electronic devices with you, now would be a great time to take them out, to check in on Facebook if you'd like, let your friends know where you're at, that they would truly be welcome here, and then silence those devices. Give yourself and those around you the gift of this hour without the intrusion of our electronic devices. So shall we give ourselves that gift of prayer on this first Sunday morning without an 8:15 service in 3 years? It feels a little decadent to sleep in, and I see some of our 8:15ers here, so it's nice to have you with us at this service. Shall we connect in prayer? Sweet, sweet Spirit, we join together heart to heart. Connect with each other, connect with family, connect with friends. Connect with all of those who honor this Memorial Day this weekend. And we know that we are truly blessed. Grateful for this day, for this opportunity to come together in oneness, in joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Shall we applaud and celebrate this amazing day? So let's begin our service in full now by affirming together our core values, our mission and vision. You'll find them printed in your bulletin so that you can follow along. And we begin with our core values. Together, we are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And our vision together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our mission together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. I invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early to hold sacred space, to truly support you with affirmative prayer. If you have a concern, a joy, something on your heart that you would like to have someone hold in the strictest of confidence and the highest of watch, I invite you to seek out an on-duty Unity prayer chaplain. They would be honored to pray with you. Thank you for your gift of service. If we could all now stand and join together in singing our opening song, Sacred Love, and the words are in your bulletin.
You are sacred love, God. Sacred. are. Show the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way.
I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way, God. Lead the way.
I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are. You are blessed peace. Blessed peace is all that you are.
Show me the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way.
I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way.
Lead the way, God. Lead the way.
I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place.
You are deepest joy is all that you are. You are deepest joy is all that you are.
Show me the way.
Show the way, God, show.
Such a holy place.
Sing, you are sacred love, one more time.
You are sacred love.
Yes, you are.
Sacred love is all that you are.
You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love. All that you are.
Thank you, and please be seated. We obviously have an outstanding musical guest this morning.
Oh. Yes.
Let me fill you in. I do. I know the skinny. You know what? He comes from Nashville, Tennessee. He was going to be a professional football player. However, then he worked for IBM. Then he went, you know what? I'm an actor and a singer, and he moved to New York with $400 in his pocket. Oh, and he's been in some of the greatest shows we've ever had. Smokey Joe's Cafe, Jesus Christ Superstar, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Was over in Europe doing Broadway shows. And then he thought, I'm going to L.A., so he went to L.A. And then he was doing, like, TV and film and voiceovers. He has a huge, long, varied career. He recently formed a 501c3, and it's a curriculum that deals with emotional...
Literacy,
thank you. I can't retain that word. Emotional literacy.
Sorry, I understand. I got it.
But it's exciting. The Nashville School District adopted his program. He wrote a whole program for the schools. And some of it is based in this book. He can tell you more about it. He has some great merchandise there. Check it out. And what a gift for us to have Charles Hope with us today.
And Charles's reputation precedes him. Let me clarify that, okay? Obviously, I've had so many New Thought ministers and friends share with me that Charles has sung in their church and just said what an outstanding performer, presenter, and Charles, it's truly a blessing to have you with us today. Welcome to Unity Minneapolis. We're glad, okay? You know, we are that open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here is to acknowledge our guest. So today, if you're with us for the first, second, or third time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. Just take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Calling all courage out there, courage, 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 courage. Courage, we got it. Our ASL instructor right here is first time here as well. Wow, it's so unusual not to have guests in this service. Have you noticed that? So we're all guests here today, and we thank you for our two special guests as well. Absolutely. I just want to comment. I want to thank you for your acknowledgement of my 11 years here. I had no intentions of crying, and I stood up and I said to the board, don't make a big deal out of this. I said, it's not a speed bump birthday, you know, or a speed bump anniversary. And you get to a stage in your life where I think every year and every anniversary is speed bump. Do you know what I'm talking about? So it's truly, truly a joy to complete 11 years of service here. And I like to say, God's not through with me here yet. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Oh, we enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a hug, a smile. As we do that, we truly welcome those that are live streaming with us today. Let's do that, okay? Let's do it.
My name is Dave Ward. I'm a veteran of service in the United States Army, and it's my honor to introduce your veterans to you this morning. This Memorial Day weekend, we take time to acknowledge, recognize, and remember those who have served in or are currently in military service to our country, both those who have passed and those who are living, and it's right and fitting that we do so. Our men and women in United and American uniform have always played a role in preserving and ensuring our rights and freedoms and a quality of life not available to many in the world. Their service has given life and meaning to the words duty and honor. They sacrifice time away from friends, family, and those they loved, sometimes for short periods of time, sometimes for many, many months. Some endured situations impossible to imagine. Some made the ultimate sacrifice. For many that will stand today and many that have gone, that are gone, that we take time to remember this weekend, military service was not voluntary as it is today. I can tell you that most will say they didn't want to be there, but went because their country required it. Most will tell you their military service now carries memories they will cherish all their life. They formed a bond between themselves and those serving with them, a bond that went deep and connected them heart to heart. This shared experience, this connectedness, lasts a lifetime and diminishes in no way when the people are separated by distance, time, or even death. This holiday is difficult for some friends of mine who served. They lost comrades when they were in the military. The memory of and caring for those individuals is always with them. This loss for them is personal and very private. It's my belief that this is at the core of why it's difficult for some veterans to speak openly of their time in uniform. You may know somebody like that. There are those that went into the military, excuse me, and didn't make it back. And there are those who served, returned home, lived their lives, and are no longer with us. This weekend, we take time to respectfully remember all of those who served and who have passed. They left their boot prints in the dirt where they served, their footprints on our lives, and they'll always remain in our hearts. It's up to us to keep the memory of them alive. If you've lost someone who served in the military, a spouse, family member, relative, friend, would you please stand and remain standing? Let us take a moment of silent prayer to honor them, to thank them, and to remember their military service to our country and all their contributions. Please be seated. In this day and age, we do a much better job of welcoming home our servicemen and women than in years past. For a large number of those that will stand today, there were no flags, no parades, no bands, parades to greet them when they came home. On their last day in the military, they signed out of the post where they were stationed, got in a car, on a train, on a bus, or hitchhiked and went home, or went to the next stop on their life's journey. There were no celebrations to thank them for their contribution, to thank them for standing in harm's way so that we didn't need to. That's why honoring those that have passed and those present this morning is important. Please hold your applause when they stand. If you're currently serving in the U.S. military or a veteran of service in the United States military in any capacity, would you please stand at this time? We thank you for the service to our country and to its people. We thank you for your commitment to ensuring our freedoms. We thank you for the sacrifices you made on our behalf that were part of your time in uniform. And lastly, this, on behalf of the congregation, welcome home. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your veterans.
Join us in singing Namaste.
Spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Shirley the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is divine expression. I am designated to see light and love. Ralph Waldo Emerson described prayer as the soliloquy of a beholding and jubilant soul. Divine Spirit is always inviting me to behold the love within my heart and to celebrate it. I was born with an unlimited capacity of joy and love, so it's easy for me to live as the jubilant soul Emerson identified. When I pray, I acknowledge truth's expressions in my being. I acknowledge the divine expression in all living things. I release any preconceived images and ideas about people and situations, and instead behold the divine in each one. From this higher viewpoint, I see goodness in all. With a gladness of heart, I embrace my productivity to see the divine in me and around me. And Scripture tells us, "For in him we live and move and have our beings, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offsprings." The word for today is divine expression.
Time of meditation. I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes. To close your eyes to the world around you and truly turn within. And as you turn within, take a few deep breaths. With your awareness focused on your breathing, check your body for any tension. And as you exhale, let go. Relax into the chair. Breathe in peace. Breathe out peace. And in this sanctuary of peace, allow these words to truly be the words of your heart. I am confident that I am divinely loved, that I am divinely cared for, that my life is following a divine plan. As I open my heart to God, I affirm that divine love is my source of peace, strength, and wisdom. And I hold this truth in my heart as I pray in the silence. With grateful heart, we bring our awareness back to this room, to this moment in time, knowing that this love, this peace shines from our hearts to bless our family, our friends, our dear ones, this community, this country, this planet. All of the prayers represented by this prayer box. For we know the one presence and one power. And we give thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen.
Little stones are smooth. Only once the water passes through, now I am a stone. Rough and grainy still, trying to reconcile this river's chill. But when I close my eyes and feel you know that time brings change, and change takes time, and when the sunset comes, my prayer will be just one, that you might pick me up and notice that I am just a little smoother in your hands. Sometimes raging wild, sometimes swollen high, but never have I known this river dry. The deepest part of you is where I want to stay. Water passes through. I'm just a little smoother in your.
Thank you, thank you. During the wedding rehearsal, the groom approached the pastor with an unusual offer. Look, I'll give you an extra 100 if you'll change the wedding vows. When I get to the part where I'm supposed to promise to love, honor, and obey, and be faithful to her forever, well, I'd appreciate it if you'd just leave that part out. He passed the minister a $100 bill and walked away very satisfied. Obviously, it wasn't a unity wedding. So he goes, on the day of the wedding, when it came time for the groom's vows, the pastor looked straight at the young man in the eye and said, will you promise to bow yourself before her, to obey her every command and wish, serve her breakfast in bed every morning of your life, and swear eternally before God and your lovely wife that you will not even look at another woman as long as you both shall live. The groom was startled. In a very nice, tiny voice, he said, yes. And then he leaned toward the pastor and hissed, I thought we had a deal. The pastor put the $100 bill back in the groom's hand and whispered, she made me a much better offer, a much better offer. I did a wedding yesterday afternoon, and I can assure you I did not tell that joke. I can assure you. You know, we're right in the midst of, or actually not in the midst, we're closing out a series on what do I really need in my life? What do I really need? And we're looking at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and we've tied this in together. And we have looked this in this series, what I really need in life is security. What I really need in life, of course, we said God is our security. What I really need in life is appreciation. I want to be affirmed. We get that. We understand that when we affirm people and we bless people, that those things increase in our life. What I really need in my life is understanding. And of course, we looked at how important it is to listen to people and understand people with our heart. And then last week, we looked at what I really need in life is a purpose, a purpose. And we came to the conclusion, or your pastor came to the conclusion, that we all have the same purpose. And that purpose is to know God and to have that relationship to God that's been sung about this morning in so many beautiful ways. But ultimately, we also have a calling within a calling. As Jim Rose Murgy would say, a calling within a calling. And so each and every one of us have this unique purpose that we have been called at this time in this planet to fulfill. Obviously, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, also says that. He talks about and teaches to pray. He says, really to succeed, we must have some great purpose in mind. Some goal towards which we are to work. But above all, we must always purpose in our heart to achieve spirituality. So the lesson today is what I really need is spiritual growth. And I believe that spiritual growth is part of that what Maslow calls self-realization. I believe that if we are going to fulfill our full potential, that we must be willing to constantly step in to spiritual growth. Charles Fillmore also had a wonderful definition of spiritual growth. in his book, Revealing Word, he says, spiritual growth somewhere here. He says, well, please forgive me. This was so well marked this morning. So much for an 8:15 service. Do you know what I'm talking about? Spiritual growth, Charles Fillmore, let me just share with you what he said. I should have done that just to begin with. Charles Fillmore says that spiritual growth is really putting more of God within us. Now, we know that we have all of God within us. We want to realize more of God. So what we get to do, my friends, is become more aware of that divine presence of God that lives and moves and has its being within us. And there's something that is always calling us, something always calling us to expand, to grow, to rise up higher in our own life. I believe that without a doubt that growing people are happy people. Growing people are happy people, and happy people are always willing to grow in their life. I think sometimes we stop being all that we can be because we think that we have arrived. We do not arrive, my friends. We do not arrive. We get to continue to grow in our own life. I think sometimes what happens in our own life is that we do not continue to grow because of fear, because of lack of courage. I also believe that, you know, fear, my friend, courage is not the absence of fear. It is being fearful and doing it anyway and moving on the other side. Have you ever felt in your heart there was something that you needed to do, that you wanted to do? You were not sure why you wanted to do it, but it kept knocking at your heart. Have you been there? I believe with all sincerity that that is truly God knocking at our heart, saying, yes, you can achieve this. Let me share a very short story with you, my own personal life. Several months ago, Dean Elwell, one of our choir members, he was showing over there himself in video skydiving. I looked at that and I said, oh, that's nice, you know, and walked away. And then not too long ago, I was at a retreat. I was at a retreat, and I've shared this with you, that I stood there and I walked on hot coals. Wow. Now, I'm not Superman. I'm not Superwoman. I'm just fearful sometimes, like everyone else. But someone guided me through that process. And at the end of that, we were told to put on a card, I walked on fire, I can do anything I choose. Whoa, that went up on my mirror. A couple of weeks later, someone came through the receiving line and shared with me that they had also been through that process of walking on fire. And I turned to them and I said, you know what I think I want to do? I think I want to skydive. She says, how serious are you? I said, I'm not so sure I'm serious. That afternoon, she sent me a link to skydiving. A couple of days later, she sent me an email and said, I've paid the deposit. A few days later, the date was set. So on Friday of this week, your pastor skydived. Okay? Whoa. I debated on whether or not to share it for at least 30 seconds. And then I thought, I've got to share this. I've got to share it. My friend Gretchen and David, they went with me. And of course, Gretchen comes out with these t-shirts. And we put these t-shirts on, and it says, on the other side of fear is freedom. On the other side of fear is freedom. And I know that if I am going to be fully self-actualized, I'm not telling you to go skydiving. I take no responsibility if you go in skydiving. I think the scariest thing was when I signed my life away before I went. But I know this, if something continues to come up in your life, then that's God tapping at the door saying, yes, I can do this. It was a tandem jump. Let me clarify that, okay? It was a tandem jump, and it was powerful. One of the most exhilarating things I have ever done in my life. To from 15,000 feet to free fall for 1 minute, and then to take that chute as it opens and to safely land on the ground. All the people that loved me did not want me to do it. Eddie, are you sure you want to do that? Connie, are you sure you want to do that? My doctor. And I said to him, well, if something happens, will you still take care of me? And he said, if there's anything left, I will. Of course I will. I use that as my own personal example because I believe that sometimes when things come up like that, my dear friends, we have to do it in order to have the courage to continue our own spiritual growth, whatever that may be. I believe that people that grow, there's kind of two kinds of people. I believe that they are repeaters, and there's nothing wrong with repeating. Many of us know how to do a job, and we can repeat a job and repeat a job and repeat a job. And we do it extremely well. Yet at the same time, we know that there's more to do it within the job. Eric Butterworth, in his wonderful book, I believe it's called The Universe is Calling. I believe he tells it in that book. He tells the story, or it might have been Spiritual Economics. He tells the story about a man who came to his, there was two people up for a promotion. And one man had been there 20 years, and the other man had been there 2 years. And the man got the job of the promotion that had been there for 2 years. And he went to his boss, and he says, that's not fair. That's not fair. I've been here 20 years. I have 20 years of experience. And he looked at him square in the eye, and he says, no, you have 1 year of experience repeated 20 times. So, my dear friends, that is a type of person that repeats itself and does a great job. Then I believe there are those that reproduce. They step out. They create new things. They step into it. And they're not always the best at what they do. I was absolutely awful at skydiving. I did everything wrong. You should see the expression on my face as I was going out the door. He was a big guy attached to me. I think if he had not pushed me, I don't know if I'd have gone. Not really. But you see, sometimes you have to step out. You have to step out. I believe that spiritual growth is part of self-realization. And I believe that here at Unity Minneapolis, that we offer things that help us to grow spiritually. These things that you realize, it's not that we're putting them in, we're providing you the opportunity to be aware of them as they come out. So right now, what you're participating in on Sunday morning is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Let me share a quick little story with you. It says, a churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday. I've gone for 30 years now. And in that time, I've heard something like 3,000 sermons. But for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them. I'm sure it wasn't Reverend Pat. So I think I'm wasting my time and the pastors are wasting theirs by giving sermons at all. That started a real controversy in the letters to the editor, which he was delighted. It went on for weeks until someone wrote this clincher. Dear editor, I've been married for 30 years now. And in that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals. But for the life of me, I cannot recall an entire menu for a single one of those meals. But I do know this. They all nourished me. They gave me strength that I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me these meals, I would be physically perhaps dead today. Likewise, if I had not gone to church for nourishment, I could be spiritually dead today as well. This, my dear friends, coming on Sunday morning here at Unity Minneapolis, gives us the opportunity to allow Spirit to speak through us and allow these things to come through us as well. I think sometimes that we come to a worship experience or a worship celebration as we do, and we come in and we expect to be fed spiritually without doing anything. I believe that we must have a sense of expectancy about it. Even before we come to this experience on Sunday morning, we want to have a sense of, I am expecting something good today from this experience. Prepare ourselves to come with a sense of expectation. And then I believe on Sunday morning, as many of you do, you participate fully. So it's absolutely necessary to participate, to engage, to listen, to be present. Wow, I see many of you taking notes. You are aware of what is happening. You are engaged in the service. And then not only that, not only do we have to expect it and participate, then we also have to apply it in our life. Therefore, one of my favorite things to do in each and every service is to give you an assignment. Remember that? If you choose to accept it. Because this is about practical spirituality, as Charles Fillmore said. It's about practical things that we can use in our life each and every day. Sometimes it requires action, but most of the time it requires reflection in our life. Reflection in our life. And of course, and I'm very pleased to say that your community, Unity Minneapolis, offers tremendous amount of opportunities for spiritual growth. You know that. You're in the classes, you're in the workshops, you're in the small groups, you're in the home study groups. But each and every one of these things offers you the opportunity to become more aware of that divine presence within you and your relationship to that divine presence. We are called to grow spiritually. Of course, we do it on our own way. Of course, we do it through walks in nature. Of course, we do it through prayer and meditation. We have our own practices. But when we come together in a spiritual community like this, even those that are streaming with us today, join us in consciousness. When we come together in spiritual community, I believe that our growth is accelerated because we are open and receptive to new ideas, open and receptive to them as we apply them in our life, realizing, as we were pointed out in the music today, that change takes time. I want to close with a little quote from Frank Richlow, The Art of Being Yourself. He writes, "The kingdom of heaven, of expanded awareness, is within you. The kingdom of freedom is within you. Life is ever unfolding, ever growing, but we hold ourselves prisoners to our own thoughts, fears, and habits and weaknesses. As long as we are our own jailers, we cannot experience freedom. You are a spiritual entity. You are one with life. Remember who you are. Remember who you are and identify only with the best of life, for that is what you are, the best. In order for us to grow, we have to step on the other side of our fears and know that on the other side of fear is truly freedom. I love you. I bless you. I behold the living presence of the divine within you, and your assignment, if you choose to accept it, is this. Reflect this Memorial Day weekend. Reflect on what are those things within me? It's not out here. What are these things within me that's keeping me from fully realizing my divine potential? You know what they are. You know exactly what they are. And then identify them and begin to push through them in your life. Your second assignment this weekend, if you choose to accept it. While you're enjoying Memorial Day weekend, take 60 seconds in your own time, your quiet time, and remember those that have served our country. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
What a beautiful theme to do this weekend. So how you doing out there?
Great.
What's on the other side of fear?
Freedom.
Freedom. And so it is. Amen.
Tree.
mystical.
I am life. I am love.
I am love.
I'm living you as you are living me.
And you live in me
from the very low.
From the very low
to the heaven above.
I am.
Thank you. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to expand our own consciousness, as we prepare to even become more into self-realization by practicing the spiritual law of giving and receiving. So if you're giving your gift with someone, I invite you to take it in your hand. Bless it together. You have the power to bless. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once and then ask you to do it with me and in silence. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And silent. Thank you, God. Amen. My name is Brian. And those of you that are live streaming with us today, we also invite you to make that gift to Unity Minneapolis. And let's just take a moment to bless these gifts. We bless these gifts, and we bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that is truly a transformed world. Thank you, God, and so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. You know, at the last 3 weeks in May, we share with you our consistent giving program. We invite you to become a consistent giver. And those of you that are consistent givers, we invite you to perhaps take that moment and reevaluate your giving to Unity Minneapolis and make any changes that you so desire. Someone shared at our 8:15 last service and last week about why she was a consistent giver, and it really touched my heart. And so I invited her again to share again. And she and her husband, David, were my skydiver partners. And so Gretchen Stein is going to share why she and David are consistent givers.
Hello. I didn't know Pat was going to tell our story today. That's really fun. So I have
Forgiveness yep. now, please.
Okay. Oh, no. It was a wonderful experience. I have a two-minute message for you. My husband David and I count on Unity Minneapolis. Every Sunday, we count on a lesson on spirituality with practical applications. We count on great music to inspire us. And throughout the weeks, we count on classes to help us grow and learn with others in this community, really to know God. When we needed prayer, when we needed a visit in the hospital, we counted on our ministers and we count on our prayer chaplains to be there for us. Please listen to me. We are in a committed, sacred relationship with the spiritual community. So we want this place that spiritually feeds us consistently to count on us consistently in return. By being consistent givers, Unity Minneapolis can count on our financial gifts week in and week out to be able to budget, to plan, and to serve us all, to help us transform. We love it here, but we can't always be sitting in these seats. Our commitment is that every pay period, our tithe comes out of our checking account automatically, easily, effortlessly. It goes into this storehouse we call Unity Minneapolis. I am proud to say Unity Minneapolis counts on us, and we count on Unity Minneapolis. Can we count on you? You can set your own amount, and you can set how often you give. If you look at the lavender card, it's very clear. If you want some guidance or to talk to somebody about consistent giving, I believe there'll be somebody in the garden court. So I hope you'll join us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, sweetheart. If you... Let's stand and let's bring our children in, okay?
Nancy's on a well-deserved break today, and upstairs with our young emerging spirits, we were discussing how prayer is not only words, it's also how we use our bodies, and we can pray by dancing and drumming. So I'm not sure if we wore them out or just revved them up, but if that sounds like fun to you, we still have opportunities this summer to volunteer with our youth and family ministry. There's a sign-up sheet in the garden court, and we have a lot of fun upstairs.
Thank you. I ask the same question sometimes. Have I worn them out or revved them up? Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course, we know that we're all responsible for our own worship experience, right? Right. So let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace sign. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
On earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Now
stay the same. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it all.